Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, April 25th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Commerce Mayor Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays, lots of them.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you.
Ella Fitzgerald, born this day in 1917, and yes, that's the great Louis Armstrong on trumpet. Guglielmo Marconi, the inventor of wireless, what we know now as radio, born this day in 1874.
At the beginning of the 20th century, a young man in his early 20s made one of the greatest discoveries in the history of communications. It was nothing short of a revolution. The single greatest leap forward since the day Gutenberg invented the printing press. Guglielmo Marconi had pulled the world out of the era of silence.
CBS radio and TV journalist Edward R. Murrow, born April 25th, 1908.
We are not descended from fearful men. Not from men who feared to write, to speak, to associate, and to defend causes that were for the moment unpopular.
Al Pacino is 74 today. Renee Zellweger is 45. On this day in history, April 25th, 1898, the U.S. declares war on Spain, and the Spanish-American War begins.
McKinley did not want war.
The idea of Cuban independence had taken hold.
On the other hand, he wanted things that only war could give him. He wanted a peaceful Cuba. He wanted U.S. control of the Caribbean. He wanted a naval base in the Spanish colony of the Philippines.
Number one on the charts this day in 1966, The Young Rascals and Good Lovin'.
One, two, three. Good love. Good love. Good love. Good love.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll. On the KETR events calendar, lots going on. The Master of Science and Applied Criminology program of A&M Commerce will host its inaugural special speaker series today. Dallas Chief of Police David Brown will speak at 10 a.m. this morning in room 109 of the McDowell Administration Building. The event is free and open to everyone. Relay for Life is back. This year's relay will follow the theme of Survivor and will take place at The Grid behind Whitley Hall starting at 7 p.m. tonight and continue until 7 a.m. on Saturday. Come enjoy the activities and help support the battle against cancer. And the 47th annual Hunt County Fair will open today. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day from Edward R. Murrow, whose birthday we're observing today: difficulty is the excuse history never accepts. Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bellotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. Good to be with you again.
Yes, sir. Well, some good news, and we kind of talked briefly about this a time or two back, but it looks like the city is getting a grant to make improvements at the municipal airport.
Well, part of what I know you and I talk a lot, and it seems like Yogi Berra's deja vu all over again, but we get ideas and things get started, and then they work their way through the mill. And yes, we got a TxDOT Aviation grant to improve the Commerce Airport. What that will do, it will allow for more traffic to come to Commerce. Now, what's that going to do? We have been notified by a number of flyers that they would stop the Commerce, particularly to refuel, to go other places because it's a small airport. It's not congested. They could get in and out real easy. The problem is that the current runway needs to be repaired. So that's what this TxDOT grant is for. It's about $2.4 million. It was a 90-10 grant. That means TxDOT Aviation pays 90%. The city comes up with 10%. EDC, the Economic Development Corporation, has paid their $240,000 of the 10%. So what we're looking at now is during the end of this fiscal year, which will end about the 1st of August, all the monies will get lined up, the contracts will be signed. by the end of fiscal year 2015, the runway should be prepared and open for business.
Mm-hmm. So this is, once it gets underway, about a year-long process?
We're looking at the end of fiscal year 14. It got approved this year. So the end of fiscal year 15, it should be completed. Once we get the fiscal year 2015 construction completed, the plans are to apply to the FAA. The FAA has said that we need to have a runway that is accessible. And once that happens, the runway is accessible. Then we'll apply to lengthen the runway from its current 3,900 feet to 5,000 square feet to allow small jets to take off and land. So it's a multi-phase process here that will not only bring more business in, but allow bigger business to come in as well.
Mm. So that would be several years down the road, would it not, before you could land jets out there?
Well, at least 2 years, because It'll take 1 year to lengthen it, and then the next process.
Well, that's an exciting prospect, though. It's exciting to know that that's being considered. For people who are not familiar, that airport, it's north of town as you're going to Ladonia. We're talking with the mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. I'll bet you get a lot of questions about the street project right now, don't you?
Yes, particularly the folks that live on North Monroe. Well, they've been very patient with us, but once again, it's a Texas Water Development Board project.
Sure. So the project on Monroe, north of Live Oak, is going forward.
Waiting for TxDOT to provide the funds, which they finally did. We opened the bids, and J&L Construction was awarded the bid to do the paving. Once again, this project is designed to be finished by the end of summer, the early part of fall, because we're going to try to dedicate the Claire Chennault House, and Governor Perry has offered to be here, so we want to try to get all that done before certainly November comes around.
But then the remainder of Monroe, of course, also.
Oh, yes.
But as I look at the sign that's there by the street at the beginning of that project, says it's supposed to be completed in August.
Everything is on schedule for phase two. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, and if we don't get any more rain and delays that way, of course, you know, we got really a lot of delays in latter fall, early winter because of all the ice and stuff, but mm-hmm. they were still able to complete the part of Monroe that is completed. Now they're going to come back and repave that where the seams and such are. Mm-hmm. But phase two is on schedule to be completed on time, yes.
Okay, good. Well, one other thing that's kind of interesting, it's summertime is approaching. Kids will be wanting to swim. Other people will be wanting to swim as well. And you're telling me that the city has sort of cut a deal with the university for use of the rec center pool.
And once again, this is kind of a touchy subject. We lost the pool a couple of years ago because of engineering structural damages. That particular pool will not be reopened because it can't be reopened, and we're trying to find a way perhaps to see about building a new pool, but cost is not there. So what the city has kind of done is, yes, worked a deal with the university. It costs $3 a day to use the university pool. If a youngster that wants to go to the pool comes to the city, I think this is how we'll do this, comes to the city hall and pick up a packet of tickets, then it will cost them $1.50 to use the tickets. Are free. They could cost them $1.50 to get in the pool. Then the city will redeem the tickets from the university. So the university will maintain the $3 per person, but it only costs the individual $1.50.
Okay. And so good. That would begin, I guess, around June 1st.
Summer gets here, yes.
Once summer arrives. All right. Very good. All right. Well, Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
John Mark, it's always my pleasure. Thank you.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.